This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic
and Jasmine,
and yeah, we're in the studio. Yeah. What's your studio called? DB Studios. We're not beefing with Brent, so please throw no conspiracy theories.
Maybe we are though.
Oh, maybe we are.
Maybe we're beefing with him.
Yeah, let's make that. But yeah, we're in another East London studio today. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's cute. It's got a cute vibe. So if you guys want to check it out, if you need a studio.
Yeah, and it smells good.
Yeah, it smells really good.
Mm. Very new vibe. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I wanted to ask you, what did I want to ask you about? We can finally talk about Traitors.
Thank you so much for recommending. So good.
Do you know, as soon as I watched it, I was like, this is a bit of Vic. I know Vic will like this. So for anyone that's listening, Traitors is a show on the BBC where there's a group, I think it starts off with a group of 22 and three of them are traitors. So three of them are trying to get to the end. So I wouldn't even say they're trying to sabotage the challenges or anything. Mm. They're just trying to get to the end without being found out. And I think it's one of the best reality shows.
I think so too. I've seen in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen in a while.
Because I feel like it can continue until forever without there being like, oh, she's only on it for the clout.
Yeah.
Because whatever you do after the show, it doesn't really matter because the show is that gripping.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really care about anyone else's, their lives afterwards. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want to know who turns on each other in there. Yeah. Like, when you go on the show, there's no like, oh, he's an influencer, so he might be the traitor, or she's a nurse. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They pick random people, the most random people to be the traitors. You would not be able to guess. And yeah, and everyone's theories. Who's your favourite?
My favourite, do you know what? I think it's actually Will. As much as a pagan, he's a pagan, but
he's playing the game well, don't you think? He's playing the game well.
He did what he had to do. Yeah, he's playing the game. But it was sad.
Do you know who my favourite is? Guess who my favourite is.
I feel like you liked Ivan.
Ivan, who was that again?
Okay,
that,
maybe
the white
not.
Guy in the white bun. Are you being serious? Why? Do you hate me? Ivan, the white guy in the white bun. Absolutely not. In fact, I was so happy when he went.
Were you?
He was irritating me. He was talking a bit too much. Do you know when he was doing the choir?
Oh, do you like Maddie?
I love her.
Yeah.
That's my motherfucking G.
Yeah.
Oh.
She makes me laugh because she's unhinged, but she's absolutely correct.
I loved her so much. And I love people like her. Mm. I love people like her who, they don't care what other people think.
Yeah.
Other people might think I'm crazy, but I'm going to say what I have to say because at least I'm not a sheep. Love her so much. I love the fact that she was just like, yeah, you lot don't believe me, but you don't have
but
no
it's okay.
Fear. Yeah, it's okay. And I'm going to stick to it. And even when, this is a spoiler, so you guys need to catch up. There's six episodes. But even when we all had to do what we had to do to get rid of Alyssa?
Yeah.
Manny goes, yeah, Will, but I'm still not going to lay off you.
Yeah.
I said, that's my G. And I remember because I was watching it with my boyfriend now and he's into it as well. Mm. So I said to him, I feel like Maddie's going to clock on to the fact that Will had to rat out a traitor to because she said
because
that
she already had that theory with
Aaron and Will.
Mm.
That show,
Who
else do I like? That's about it. I think Maddie, everybody else,
Everyone else. I'm not that's the good thing about this show, I think, is that you don't really get attached to anyone.
No,
like, there's no sort of scope to get attached to anyone, so you're just like, okay, if they go, they go.
I don't like Alex and Matt.
Do you know who was nasty? That John. Was it John or...
Yeah, he turned nasty.
All he was nasty.
I didn't mind him at first.
He was a nasty piece of work.
When that guy was having a panic attack and he was like, that was a theatrical performance, I said, but there was paramedics outside. There was paramedics outside. He's having a panic attack.
And not just that, like, even just the fact that he asked him about his qualifications and he was like, I don't know why you're so interested. And I'm just like, how can you turn on someone for showing interest in your life?
It's so crazy that you just lose your marvel. I would have lost it in there as well. No, on God, I would have lost it. Do you know when I would have lost it? I didn't know that I had a phobia, not phobia, but one of my fears now is to be buried alive.
Oh, until really?
I watched that show, I would have had a panic attack in there.
Yeah, that one was...
Because I remember saying, my boyfriend was like, but you're on a reality TV show. And I said, but what if BBC are trying to kill me? Do you know, I saw a TikTok of this girl who was saying stuff like, oh, what was it? She was saying how she's not scared of haunted houses. She's scared of the fact that people who want to kill people disguise themselves as haunted house people want to work for them and then end up killing people.
So like a Fort Park maze.
Yeah, so people who want to kill people go work there.
They become actors.
Yeah.
And then they...
And okay, I was like, okay, that's out of there. But so many people are agreeing, like, that's why I'm... And my brain goes there.
Yeah.
So with the BBC thing, I was like, maybe the BBC want to kill me and put me in a box.
So they happen to employ someone that wants to kill
they
you.
Make a whole TV show so they can kill me or kill six other people. So, and that's how I die.
Oh my gosh.
And then they're just like, oh yeah, we'll just realise an accident. Like, yeah. She did sign a waiver form
that's,
and everything.
That's a Maddie type theory, Vic. But I have actually, did I tell you, remember I told you, I think, about that haunted house I went to and you actually had to sign a disclaimer?
No.
When I was, so my cousin went into it and they were literally waterboarding him.
Waterboarding, what does that mean?
As in, they were pouring buckets of water over his face and he couldn't turn away.
But then if you get punched now.
This is the thing, you're literally signing a disclaimer to say, if you get injured or if you die, we hold our hands up.
But then again, they have to ask you, what's your cousin really on? Because why are you going there to be doing all that kind of stuff to you?
This is the thing, because there was like 13 different rooms and the room was room 13. So they said, if you go into that room, basically, we don't know what's behind that door. But so he went in. The first thing he had to do was go into a cupboard with spiders. So it's filled with spiders and spider webs and all of that. He doesn't mind
spiders.
He's like thrown creatures at me and stuff. So I know he's not afraid of things like that. So that was the first thing. If you pass that, the next thing you have to do is eat worms. So they give you worms to eat. He ate it.
Okay.
And then
this is for these kind of people. There's people that like these kind of things. I didn't know.
And then the next thing he did was, what's it called? He said, yeah, they made him lie down on the floor and he had to keep his head straight. And then they were literally just getting buckets of water and pouring it over his face.
This is sexuality. This is
it's a fetish.
This is.
And I think after that point, the next thing you have to go through is like what's it called? Oh, so electrical shock. Well. Okay. Yeah, this is what I mean. They're there to make you tap out. That's literally what they're there to do.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
And the thing is, these kind of things don't scare me, but it just makes me think, so I could be at home with my electric blanket watching Netflix, but no, I want to be here eating worms for free.
This is it.
As in, I paid to come and eat the worms.
We paid to go and be victimized. Even me as well. Like, I was victimized during that thing. For some reason... They loved me. Yeah, I was there, but I didn't go into room 13. Mm. But I was the one they would pick on. So, like, they put me in a nasty locker with, like, I don't even know what it was, whether it was shit, whether it was dog food, but I was in there and, like, everyone else had to work to get me out. Then they put a thing over my head, a hood over my head, and I was tied up. And the guy picked me up and just put me in a random corner. And then he untied me and I was in a maze and I had to find my way out.
No. I don't like these things. Call me, I hope, yeah, call me boring. I'm a boring person. I don't like these things. I don't even like escape rooms.
Really?
I hate it.
Do you feel like, again, it's like a trick, like Saw?
No, that's even different. Escape rooms, I just feel like, why am I here?
I've only been once and I thought I was smart until I went to an escape room.
Really?
Because, yeah.
But also, I'm not a good, I don't like riddles. I don't know, maybe because I'm not good at them. And I'm not a good team player.
Yeah.
Unless it's like sports or stuff. It's like, if I have to really put my all into it, okay, cool. But when it's like, okay, okay, on the 13th of this month, da 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 happened, or hear the clues, the context. I want to be at home. I remember for my friend's birthday, we went for this cute brunch, surprise, it was really, really cute. Well, Tosin's birthday, yeah?
Okay, yeah.
Really, really cute, surprise brunch, really cute. And her friends were like, oh, should we go for a escape room?
After a brunch?
I was like, please, no.
Did you actually go? Or they went, sorry.
Yeah, I went. I'm not going to be, it's my friend. If it was my birthday, of course. Just be looking at all of you like, I hope no one's thinking this is a thing, this is a thing that you lot think I like. So, yeah, we went, and obviously I pretended I liked it, and I was just like, yeah, I'm going to best time
of you life. Pretended?
Of course, I'm not going to dampen the moon and be like, oh, I don't want to be here. I would never do that. Mm. But I pretended, I was like, yeah, this is so fun. Oh, these clues. What? Escape room. I remember, but to be fair, it was okay going with them because obviously you're like with your friends, yeah. It's fun. And we still hated it. Not hated. Okay, I'm going to be honest. Yes, I hated it. But
it's who you're with and who you're with. That always makes a difference. Always.
It's just not a bit of me.
And like, that's absolutely fair.
Like, I kept thinking to myself, I can't believe I paid money to be here. Like, and I know it's going to sound really miserable. It's like, what else is it like? It's like, you know those kind of Magic Mics?
Oh, yeah.
I've not... Those and escape rooms, all those kind of things?
I've been to Chocolate City.
What's it like?
It was all right, you know?
No, thanks.
It was actually all right. Because even I was thinking, whoa, like, I don't want... Because you know sometimes you see those videos of, like, the men actually coming up to you and putting their willies in your face and stuff like that. I'm like, no, I'm not on all of that. Mm. But it was more sort of like the women. So people would go up and volunteer themselves. And I'm like, okay, if that's what it is, fair enough. I'll just be here and scream from afar, if you know what I mean.
Because like even my friends, Hindu, there was like this guy, like a stripper. I was just thinking to myself, nah, I don't want this at all.
Mm.
Like, and my friend was screaming. I remember she was very uncomfortable.
Really?
Not uncomfortable like to the degree where she was just like, if she wanted to say no, like, yeah. But it was like, yeah. I could see in her face, like, you don't like this.
Yeah.
This is not a bit of you.
I actually don't think it's like, a lot of people enjoy that kind of stuff. I really think there's a small section of society that enjoy it. And I feel like it's become...
It's normalised.
Yeah. To be like, oh, you know, for my hen do or my stag do, I need to have a stripper. Yeah.
But I think, like, it's one of those things where it's like, maybe you don't, but then other people are like, oh, come on, don't be boring, or come on, like, you know, or let him touch his bum. Or, just think to yourself.
It's not by force. The thing is, now I've got to get my thinking cap on because for your hen do,
please don't do that.
Of course not. I'm not gonna get a stripper for you. No escape rooms. Nothing scary.
I think a brunch is cute.
Yeah, brunch is cute. But I want something else for you as well. I need to get my thinking cap on.
Yeah, I think a brunch is cute. I don't even a paint and sip. That's cute. But all these kind of monsters, and then you know, someone is shouting at me. And I paid £50 for someone to shout at me. Okay. I know a lot of people probably think listening to this probably be like, you're so miserable. Yes, I am.
No, I don't think that's miserable, you know.
I think so, but it's okay. Anyways, the traitors. Who else do I like? Who else do I like?
But did you clock here? This is the thing that made me laugh about the traitors, is that you kind of see how society works in the sense of this is another spoiler, but the first people that they suspected to be traitors were the blacks, the browns, and a disabled woman.
And the gays at the end.
And I'm just like, you lot don't even realise what you're doing.
I think the words were the disabled woman, and I think she needs to sue BBC for ableism. Stat!
Yeah.
At the top of that campaign.
The disabled woman. And this is what made it worse, is that as a traitor, you know that she's not a traitor. So for you to even put her name down and then use her disability.
Because I saw it, Jan. I saw when she said, oh, she didn't cheers. I saw with my eyes that, oh, that's one with one hand.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, of course she's not going to cheers. Like, maybe she's like, Maybe it's like
they even said, oh, you know, it's just natural when someone says cheers, you'd naturally just do it. So why didn't she? And I'm like, none of you said, none of you actually used your brain cells and thought, actually, she's on, and she's only got one hand.
I thought that was absolutely nasty.
It was,
but it shows you in that show, it's really fair game.
Yeah,
anybody can get it.
Yeah,
but it's like what you're saying, like the black woman. She, everybody was said, like there was a game where it was like, oh, guess who's this, guess who's that, and they were like, who's
yeah,
unfaithful, who's two-faced. They all yeah, put the black woman for it.
Yep.
And she did nothing. Yep.
She's done nothing.
And you know what's so crazy? When they all picked her, she never cried.
Not once.
When they all picked her, she, every single white guy has cried.
Yep.
On that show. Every single white
guy. And that's what was making me laugh, is that they were putting this black woman, or even, what was his name? Was his name Imran?
Yeah.
They put them through that, accusing them.
Okay,
yeah, look, yeah, you're unnatural. Yeah. They firmed it. They were like, okay, all right, you think it's me, cool. It's not, but cool. And then as soon as the white people were accused, they couldn't take it. They could not take it.
Even when they're not accused, that white guy discovered that the other girl had a girlfriend, had a girl, started crying again. I said, who was comforting him?
Black woman.
Nobody else, Jazz. The black woman was comforting him. I said, but none of you lot can use your mouth to say sorry to her. Nobody said sorry, but everybody, nah.
It's bad. Mm. It's really
Imran
bad.
Imran did say a few things that I was just like, no, ma'am. When he was like on the particular team with the old people, and he was like, our team's really old.
That was rude.
Or our team's at a disadvantage. And then the gay man took it as him, it was because he's gay. And I was just like, I think you're probably even the strongest person on the team because you're fit.
Yeah.
Because he's a, what is he?
Physiotherapist? I think he's a masseuse as well. Massage therapist.
He's in shape. Fit. So I was like, I know you ain't. Not now. No.
But that's when I knew that guy liked drama. Yeah. I was like, this guy likes drama.
Nasty. He was like, you asked me about my workplace. How many times are you going to ask me about my workplace?
Yeah.
And those crocodile tears.
Yeah. He was like, those are crocodile tears. Yeah. He was like, why did you feel the need to go and run outside and cry like that? I was like, what?
But the thing is, it's all fair game, because how do we know? Do you know who could have done that? Will would have done that.
Yeah.
Will would have run outside.
But this guy, you know, Will, he's not good.
And do you know who
he can't handle the pressure.
Do you know who's going next?
Yeah.
Madame Welsh.
Do you think?
Do you know what? Yeah. If you try to be a bad bee and you're not a bad, you're gonna go. Do you know why? Instead of her to use her ngunglagla ahead and vote out Will,
her Magdala,
yeah, to vote out Will, she vote out Alyssa.
She's mad.
Dumb, stupid hole. Sorry. Do you know why? Because, sorry, I know we're talking about this show a lot, guys, so we'll move on to another topic. Will, she must have clocked. Okay, Will's ratted out another traitor without consulting us.
Yeah.
Without even giving us a heads up. Okay, this is what I may do. He's going to do it to me.
Yeah.
Let me go with Alyssa to show, because we all agree that we're going to back each other.
Yeah.
Although none of them backed each other, apart from Alyssa. Did you clock?
Yep.
Alyssa was the only person.
And I was like, surely that's a rule break for him to vote for her. Surely. That was part of their oath, innit?
It's fair game. But then...
But do you know what? I think she has been smart about it, because I feel like in her head, she's thinking, they already think he's one of them. So if I vote to keep Alyssa in... Sorry, if I vote Alyssa out, he's going to be next anyway to go out. So I reckon that Maddie's going to keep going with Will. She's going to keep going. She's probably going to clock that he's turned on a traitor, and then he's going to be next. If it's not the next episode, it will be the one after he's going.
I think so too, because I think everyone's clocked onto him.
Yeah.
And I think Maddie might still be planting her seeds. But the Welsh woman was like, what's under the Welsh flag?
A dragon.
That's what I'm going to be if you...
Biden will be too late. You'll be gone. Out of the show.
Because she said, don't turn on. No, she was like, oh, I don't think he'll turn on me. I trust him.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When she saw with her own eyes what he did.
This is, I don't know about you lot, man. And then you're inviting Alex, of all people.
If I was them, I would have just said, we don't need any more people. No. Just keep it cute and that's it.
Or what she's probably going to, because nobody has suspected the Welsh lady. So she might kill, she might get rid of Will and then just be a solo.
Yeah.
Because nobody has even thought about her at all.
No.
If I was in that, I'd think about her.
I genuinely feel watching this show, I'm like, I would clock them.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't clock. I think Will's obviously.
Maybe not straight away. No. But I think, like Alyssa, I do think she made it bait because she wasn't saying anything. And yeah, that doctor, I was like, you're the smartest man here.
Yeah.
Because he said the one thing that unites the faithfuls is the paranoia. Mm. So he's like, the fact that you lot aren't accusing people, that's what makes it obvious that you're traitors.
And do you know what he said in the car? No, what did he say in the car? No, he said when he was sitting with them. He said, I clocked onto two traitors. And Will goes, who? He was like, he goes, do you think it's me? He goes, I clocked onto two traitors. Maybe the black guy's actually one of my favourites.
Yeah.
He's actually one of my
favourites. Yeah, because I feel like he's genuinely using his brain and he's absolutely right. Because Alyssa wasn't accusing anyone. Mm. Will wasn't accusing anyone until he turned on her.
And Will was doing theatrics. I think the theatrics is too bait, but then it's also like that could be his personality trait. But the theatrics is like, because everybody clocked it.
Yeah,
I think I would have been thinking about Alyssa because I'm thinking, is it everyday quiet?
Yeah,
like even to the degree
she was too much on the fence
and you're crying for no reason. Like, yeah, I just be looking at, and then, but also my thing is, as a black woman, because the thing is, it could be anybody. It could be all the black people. It could be all the Asian people. It could be all the gay people. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But my thing is, who are they not going to pick?
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm probably thinking, who are people not going to suspect? All the old white ladies.
Yeah.
That granny and that Welsh lady.
I'm sorry. I would have gone for her. I would have gone for the granny.
I would even call her the most two-faced. Because everybody's thinking that, I can come to granny. I can come and talk. Out. The two of you.
Mm.
Out.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Mm-mm. Yep. Absolutely. Mm-mm. Yeah, but that show I recommend. And if you like that show, and for me, I was like, I need the next episode ASAP. Mm. So I started watching Who is the Mole on Netflix.
Okay.
That's another show. It's very similar. But instead the mole is sabotaging the challenges. Okay. So they need to work out who is sabotaging it. Yeah. And it gets sticky because people obviously start clocking that if I make you think that I'm the mole and I'm not, you're going home. Okay. So people start intentionally sabotaging it to trick people, if you know what I mean. Like, it just gets so messy, but
if
it's good.
If you like that as well, it's not a reality TV show, but it's like a who
done it.
Who died? Who died? Several people died, actually. The White Lotus.
Oh, really?
Start with a season two. There's two seasons. Season finale is on Friday, though.
Really?
Friday, what am I challenging for?
We're saying, just forget season one.
Season one was not banging at all. Season two is really? The one. Yeah, season two is
the one. What is it? Obviously, I know you said like people died, but what is
it's like
it?
It's like a TV drama basically, and it's based at a hotel chain, and it's called the White Lotus.
Mm.
So different people from across the world come, and there's couples, there's families, there's widows, there's all sorts of different types of people. And they're all cross paths, and you just got us. And then, but at the start of the show, they kind of show you like dead bodies, not actually show, but show you like a coffin of someone dying.
Okay,
and it kind of starts at this. It kind of starts at the end.
Oh,
so
yeah,
for example,
I see.
This woman, she goes out to swim, and then she sees dead bodies, and that's the start of the show.
Mm.
So you got a clock who dies.
Okay,
and who kills them potentially? Maybe no one kills them. Maybe it's an accident. Maybe it's, I don't know.
Is it like a 10-episode type thing or?
It's originally, I think the first season 6. This one's actually 7.
Okay. Yeah, that's so manageable.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah, I'm going to start it then.
Because people are sussing. People think that, well, okay.
Oh, we're doing this spoiling.
Shall I say my theories?
Yeah, go on.
I think Let me get their names up because I actually can't remember now. How come my boyfriend texts me, I'm bored? Am I a fucking jester? To be fair, that's what I do all the time. When I'm bored, sing me a song.
Aww.
I think they're gonna kill Jennifer Coogler is in it. Do you know the woman from American Pie?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's in it. She's really epic in it as well, actually. I don't know if they'll kill Tanya, but I think her husband's gay. And I think she's been hanging around with the gays that used to date her husband. And I think they're trying to get his money and then run off. Then the gays and her husband will run off and be lovers together.
Oh.
I have one theory of that. Mm. But I feel like she's too iconic to kill. So I feel like it might backfire. But at the same time, she dies in the same way. She may die in the same way as someone dies in season one through cocaine snorting.
Oh,
because that was the lead up to someone's death. It kind of like distorted their mindset.
And the thing is, you know, shows these days, like, things have changed since Game of Thrones. They're not afraid to kill main characters anymore.
So she might die.
Yeah,
but I also think no. Her sister might die. I think maybe the white guy, the young white guy might kill her. I don't know how. I don't know. I'm putting it out there. My other theory is Ethan is gay. And Ethan is in love with his best friend, Cameron. He is in love with his best friend. He is in love with his best friend. That theory must come true. I think he thinks that his best friend has cheated with his wife. He's not upset about that.
Oh, hold on, Vic. This is random.
Yes.
Did you lock your car?
Yeah.
You did? Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Should I go check?
Sorry. Yeah, no, because I was just thinking, because remember we said, let's go up to them and see.
Oh, yeah, I locked it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, cool. I locked it, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I think Ethan is in love with Cameron, and I think they're all going to die together. Daphne, we know, survived. This is not a spoiler because, you know, we see the first episode. I think that Dominic dies. I think Dominic's wife I believe Dominic's wife came from America to come and kill him.
I'm trying to figure out.
I believe.
Who else has died, Vic?
I have an idea. I think Dominic's wife got one of the hookers to plan someone to come and kill Dominic. Oh my God, get me in the right room. And I think the granddad dies of old age.
Aww.
Those are my theory, guys. And I don't think the Essex boy dies. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't really care because he's not really
like pivotal or anything.
That's you know, in this show, yeah, there's so many things where you just scream because you're just really? Like, I swear.
Do you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna watch it then. Yeah, please do. And if anyone listening is also watching it, then please let us know your theories, because yeah. Vic has killed off about 7 people just then.
Those bare bodies, you know.
Is it?
Yeah, they said bodies.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it. I like that kind of stuff. Mm. And I think we were talking as well about like consuming content that is not really like good for
it's
the
not good for you.
Good
it's
for the soul and stuff. Like some of these things, like, you know, that woman talked about the low vibrational plate.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Like it's actually facts.
Yeah.
Low vibrational content. I feel. What do you think our content is?
If you were low vibrational,
I don't think we're low vibrational. Do I think we could be higher? Maybe. Maybe we could be higher vibrational, but life is not high vibrational at the moment. We have to actively seek out the high vibrational content.
I hear you.
And that is why I think I haven't what's it called? I haven't listened to the SZA album yet. Because I feel like it's going to give low vibration. And what you said in the car, I was like, I can see that. Yeah.
The thing is, I like the album and it's really cute. There's some cute songs and it's my vibe. But there's some songs where she's saying stuff like, I wish I was special.
Like I'm just self-deprecating stuff.
Yeah, and like talking about herself like she's not a bad bee. And I cannot be in that space. I can't be in that space of... And it's not even just like listening to it like... I just feel like I don't want that to seep in towards me.
And it does. And I feel like sometimes we really, really underestimate like how powerful music is, especially. Music can change people. Mm. Frequencies alone can change people. Mm. And it's like, if you're like singing, like I saw TikToks of people crying to SZA's album.
Nothing.
I'm like, this is absolutely not. No, because you're not going to get me.
And also, sorry, I know SZA, I really love SZA. One of my favorite artists. Don't be telling me that you're texting men, I'm just a loser. Mm-mm. Don't tell me that's your vibe. Because the girlies are like, yeah, I can relate. Are you not sick? Don't tell men, you're telling them too much.
Yeah. Some things, honestly, you have to take it to the grave.
Oh, God, that's so disgusting. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's not good. It's not good. It's not good at all. And that's how I felt. Do you know what was very low vibrational for me? Drake Martin's Room. That whole album there. What was it? Take Care? Is that what the album was called? Whatever that album was, low vibrational.
But the thing about Drake, he never puts himself down.
This is it. But he
just men in general.
He was so but that album, he was so sad.
Yeah, he was sad.
And I said, I cannot listen to this. I cannot. When he started doing the Hotline Bling, I was like, the vibrations are up. I can deal with this.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I think I do try to listen to like more content that's like
even more positive. Yeah.
Even if it's like church, just listen to more sermons. Because I do think when I'm listening to some conversations, I'm just thinking to myself, am I fighting the content creator?
Yeah.
Why am I listening to this? Why am I listening to stuff where it's like, it's making me angry or it's necessarily, it's like, I have a choice. So why not absolutely. I listen to things that are a bit more... Even when I'm listening to girly chats, I love listening to girly chats because they're just like, they're cute and they're fun. Yeah. They're like, oh, okay, I could be in that room. But when I'm listening to things where it's like people are kind of wanting to aggravate the audience.
Yeah, like provocative stuff or like controversy. Like I really can't stand intentionally controversial content. That's my least favourite brand of content.
Or even stuff that the content creator doesn't even believe in themselves.
This is
and
it.
I'm listening. I'm just thinking to myself, I'm really...
You don't believe what you're saying, yeah. So why are you saying it?
And the thing is, I thought I was really good at listening to stuff that is very good for me. And I think I am, but I think there's some stuff that I just need to let go of or not listen to as much because life is so short and the days are so...
They go by so quick.
And then I'm going to spend a few hours or 30 minutes listening to content that's not going to enrich me. And like, you see, the music, like I need to start listening to stuff like... You know that girl, you thought I was feeling you? There's a reason that she said that. Because it's not, I wasn't sure if he was feeling me. I wasn't sure. She said, you thought. Like, I'd rather be gassed to the point where my head is exploding than to be moving in 2023 with low confidence and just being like, oh, no, like, I'm not sure. I can't do that anymore.
And I think that's why, like, Meg, the City Girls, whatever, like, I might not be keen on some of their songs, but...
Yeah,
you can't say they're low vibrational. You cannot say that. Mm-hmm. You cannot say that.
And they're gassing and their content. So and I hate when men are like, all these women they're talking about their pussy. Sometimes it's actually just a metaphor.
Mm.
Not all the time they're talking about that. And sometimes yes they are because fucking you lot don't even want to eat it. Rubbish. But sometimes it's actually a metaphor. But sometimes yes they are talking about being a fly ass bitch or talking about having my hair done, looking good, feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
I made all this money by myself. I did that by myself, all that kind of stuff. Why can't women listen? If I'm just an average woman who's working my 9 to 5, that's the kind of music I want to listen to on the day when I'm going to work. Maybe I may never ever be hella rich, but I'm like doing well for myself.
Yeah.
This is the kind of music I'm listening to. This is the kind of music making me feel good. This is the kind of music I share my ass with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I going to listen to the daily basis? I'm not special. I'm just a loser.
It's actually wild when you think about it. It's very wild. Yeah. So that's like, for me, I don't care. Like some people, they're like, oh, you know what's so funny? Like men, they really want like women to be interested in rap or like lyrics. Like they're like, oh. You don't know music. You don't know music. I'm like, you know, it's absolutely fine because I am more than happy to listen to a song from 2010, as long as it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
You're not gonna make me listen to some of the.
Don't tell me that
and now. Tell me he's got bars. I don't give a shit.
I don't give a heck.
He's making me feel low.
Yeah. I don't give a heck. don't give a heck. What was I going to say? What time? Are we good for time?
Yes, 33 minutes we've done.
What was I going to say? Like, you know that Stormzy album?
Yeah.
I was going to tweet, oh, this might be one of my favourite albums of this year. Mm. I was like, Vic, don't tweet it. I don't even tweet.
Why?
Because, could I tweet something like that? People would be like, oh my God, you don't know music. How can this be one of your favourites of this year when, who dropped this year? When the 21 Savage album dropped.
Oh yeah, Drake.
Till this, bro, that.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I still haven't even listened to the album, and I probably won't.
Really? There's a couple songs that are like, you know, fair enough. Yeah. Just typical, you know, Drake stuff. But
I really like the Stormzy album, and it spoke to me. And I know a lot of people, oh, but he wasn't even like, you know, he wasn't on there talking about his scare and talking about it. That's not what I want to listen to. I want to listen to Stormzy be singing with the girls.
Yeah.
That's what I want to listen
he's
to.
He's into the singing these days, isn't it?
That's what I want to listen to. Because he's talking about God. That's what I want to listen to. But you lot don't want a God-fearing man. Mm. You want him to be on the streets. That's what you lot want. So you can feel something.
Yeah. Rubbish. It's a lot. Like, honestly, how can your music taste be controversial? Mad, isn't it?
I tweeted, but then again, I understand why people would even have an issue. What's that Meek Mill song?
Nightmares. Dreams and Nightmares.
I tweeted, I hate when that comes on the club. Like, I have to pretend I like it.
Is that the tweet you had to delete?
Oh, I delete tweets all the time. And
people... Honestly, yeah.
I think when I see
this tweet has been deleted, it makes me crack up every time I see it. But it's
I think Mimi, the music blogger, quote tweeted me and said, this is an atrocity take or the atrocious take. That's when it started. I just deleted my tweet. I said, yeah, no thanks.
But why does it matter? Like, it's crazy. Because
there's in the music community where they only think, like, a lot of music people, to be fair, music, I don't think Mimi really thinks that way. She's very, when she has opinion, she kind of sticks to it.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people.
Like, and the thing is, she's very much like that herself. Like, if she tweets something and people disagree, she's like, this is my opinion. Yeah.
Like, yes, the other day, I was listening to SZA's album from the beginning. Like, it dropped at 12. Mm. And I realised that one of her songs, she said, my bum looks big. You think it's real, but it's not.
Mm.
I was like, oh, shit. SZA admitted she got BBL.
Mm.
And then I tweeted, oh, shit. SZA tweeted that she got... On the first track, she said that she got BBL on the first track. Oh my God, let's go. Come and see what this girl said. This is what I knew.
I'm even worried.
I deleted the tweet, you know. Because it's like, it's such a non-threatening tweet, but yet. And this is why I don't tweet. So it's so funny. We came in here to studio for Everybody Hates HR, and Lola asked me, she's like, you don't tweet.
Mm.
I was like, I do. But it's on close friends. Because I don't tweet with y'all niggas anymore.
Yeah, I've noticed, actually.
Because every single thing I tweet is always getting taken into another way. And I'm very okay to mute things and go about my business. But, like, sometimes I just kind of feel like...
It's too much.
That's actually a bit unfair. Like,
yeah,
actually,
of course it is.
And if I say anything, I can't say anything.
Mm.
Because, anyways, you guys have heard me rant about that so many times. So I tweeted, SZA admitting she got a BB on the first track. Let's go. This is my first, me listening to the album, and I'm like, your wow, she really admitted that.
Mm.
Let's go, as in, like, what else is she going to say? Yeah. And I actually feel it's a bold thing for her to say, like, fuck it, I don't want to lie.
Yeah.
This is my truth.
Mm.
And I respect her even more for it. But obviously, I didn't put that there. So these people have now concluded that I'm an enemy of SZA, even though I'm listening to her album.
An enemy of
SZA. Oh, my, Jasmine. This girl, and she her name even looks quite Nigerian. She remixed it also. Do your eyes deceive you? Mm-hmm. Why do we need her to admit that? And I said, hey, my eyes don't deceive me. She doesn't have to tell us anything. She doesn't owe us anything. I listened to the album and I thought it was interesting that she said that. And then she didn't reply. And then she went on to say to me, say about me, that, if you're going to tweet about a woman's decision to make herself happy, then you're an idiot or something along those lines.
What?
And I was like,
no, but
then I blocked her. Yeah. And I never used to block people. But last year, I was like, yeah, blocking is very fun. So I blocked her. And it's also because I don't want to ever see you again.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she said, ego is so fragile, they move to blocking. I was thinking, damn, do I have it? And I had to laugh because I was like, I don't even have it.
Don't. Yeah.
If you not even knew, you lot don't. Jasmine knows.
Yeah.
The industry that we're in, the stuff that we have to deal and see with our own two eyes.
Mm.
I should be moving different. Do you know how I should actually be moving? I should be moving like, do you know who I am? I got blue tick. Like, I should be moving differently.
But I feel like that's how people want you to move. Mm. I feel like that's what people want you to be saying.
Or like, I'm not a small girl, you know. I got 32,000 followers on Twitter.
Mm.
Like, I've seen people move. Like, if you've seen the things me and Jasmine have seen, how people move, and it's like really their first day out here.
Yeah,
it's even when it's their first day out here. Are you new? And you're like, rah, I swear. But you realize that I could actually move the same way.
Mm.
But do you know what? It's even worse.
But do you know what? That is what Twitter is like.
Mm.
People are intentionally misinterpreting what you have said because they want to create a discussion or a buzz, or they want to look like, oh, I'm smart because I've thought outside of the box or whatever it may be. I think Twitter, I call it the devil's playground because the things that we have seen, even as of recent, I'm sorry, I'm going to mention it, but J5 said something about his mum being a stay-at-home mum. Fair enough. That's good on her, whatever. People then start talking.
What did he say? Not everybody can be a bad bitch, sure, but J5.
He basically said,
your mum's not a boss bitch. J5.
Which, you know what? If that's what you want to say about your family, but, you didn't need to bring it on Twitter. You didn't.
J5, you learn from me.
But you...
Damn. Learn from me, man.
But you did. So now someone said, imagine, out of nowhere, can you get your girl, what's it called? Can you pay for something for your girl so she can stop using nail on her face? Now come and see what has happened to this girl. Good. That has said that. They've been talking about everything. About the smell, about sucking bananas, about... But yeah, Twitter is a place where...
She deserves it.
You can't, yeah.
She deserves it because what is the girlfriend's content
got to do with his tweet?
Nothing. But you lot are, do you know what it is? People are
comfortable. So comfortable.
Comfy. Firstly, comfy, yeah. And jealous. Y'all just can't tell me you're not jealous of that Porsche Cayenne or that Porsche Toto, whatever it was called. You lot are so effing jealous. When J5 got her the Porsche, you lot said, bet, I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
Even if it's 3 years, I'm going to wait for J5 to step wrong. And when J5 stepped wrong, I'm going to launch my attack. Do you know how stupid you look over a tweet? And do you know what's so funny for me? It's always aspiring content creators who do these kind of tweets.
Mm.
The girlfriend's going to meet you at these events. Do you know if she's going to meet you there? And it's going to be awkward. And do you know what these people say? Oh, she saw me there and she just looked at me and she was just rude and she didn't even greet me. Yeah. She was just rude. I don't know why.
Or do you know what they're going to say?
I don't know why. Idiots.
Or what they're going to say is... it's just Twitter. It's not that deep.
Mm.
I don't get why she's saying something to me over something I tweeted. But it's just a tweet.
That people do that all the time. But when it's them, it's so different. It's so different.
Mm.
But she's right. It's only Twitter. And do you know why? I'm going to take that on board. Let me be utilizing TikTok and let me be utilizing Instagram. Because at least with TikTok, I think with TikTok, it's like... In a way with TikTok, it's like, yeah, keep making the shit go viral because I'll get more followers. With Twitter, it's not fun.
Yeah.
My tweets will go viral and I will not gain any followers. And it's not, even if I do, it's kind of like, this place ain't fun anymore.
Yeah.
It's not fun. I don't even feel like, I don't feel like I can even share any aspects of my life on Twitter. Like, oh, hey, I passed my driving test, or hey, I got a new car. I don't think I could share.
Because there would always be someone that wants to comment.
Yeah, I don't think I could share any joy on Twitter at all.
Mm.
I feel like I could. I definitely feel like I can on Instagram. I feel like I have more of a community there. More black people who kind of like really fucks with me there.
Yeah.
And TikTok, I feel like that's
there. It's the same, yeah.
I remember I did a TikTok. There's a white woman called Matilda Dreff, and she's kind of like the Swedish girl. She's a very much a white it girl.
Mm.
And she'll literally wear like very basic clothes. I kind of admire her in a way because it's kind of like she wears the most basic clothes. And her company is of selling like literally white t-shirts, slacks, like literally trousers you wear for work.
Yeah.
And but it's good because it's like it's key uniform pieces and you can keep on wearing it. And whenever she does something, it goes viral. So you know the Dyson Airwrap? She's kind of like the ones that people that made it go viral like many years ago. And she started wearing like over the head headphones.
Mm.
The AirPod Max, the big ones. And that was a massive thing that she did. And everyone was like, oh my God, I got these because of Matilda. She started wearing the wired ones. I said, Matilda. So I made a TikTok. Come and see people being like, and I knew people would be like that. Because I was like, how people, now I have to sit down and think, how are people going to take this? And people being like, and not knowing that I was just joking around. I am always joking around.
Yeah.
There's nothing I'm saying on the internet that is real.
Yeah.
Or not real, sorry, that is very, very serious.
Yeah.
Unless I've said it is very serious. People are like, oh my God, you guys, you're such a sheep. You're such an idiot. I can't believe like people calling me an idiot because I was like. You know on TikTok, there's a thing called filter comments?
Yeah.
I went on a filtered one and it was just people calling me an idiot.
Is it?
I was like, damn.
Can't even make small joke anymore.
You can't. But you can, but you just have to think, this is what comes with it.
Yeah.
And is what it is.
The thing is, I do think TikTok is a bit more, I can't even use the word progressive because the actual algorithm is racist. But I feel like the actual content users, I feel like they Twitter just doesn't seem as ruthless as, sorry, TikTok doesn't seem as ruthless as Twitter is. I don't know what the reason is. Is it because the people are younger? Is it like, I don't know. Is it that the user base is younger?
Do you know what it is as well? TikTok can be ruthless. Like, I've seen it be so ruthless with people.
Really?
Like, let's say someone's not wearing the right clothes, but it's mainly, it's ruthless in the TikTok comments, yeah? But when they bring it to Twitter.
That's what I was going to say. It's when they save the video and then post it to Twitter.
Recently, so there's this fashion blogger that was on TikTok and I actually follow her.
I think
and
I know what you're talking about.
Asha Kerr concert, like, oh, here's an outfit. And I actually really like her style. Like, I love, it's more so that I like her personality. I'm more on personality vibe right now. And I saw that video and I just thought nothing of it. Come and see people ripping her to shreds. Don't like the outfit. Don't like, if you don't like the outfit, why do you have to comment that you don't like the outfit? Like, you just look like a hater in her comments.
Mm.
Like, if I saw you, I'd be like, wow, Jazz is a hater on the comments.
Yeah.
Like, people really being like, oh, look at her outfit. Look at, and you just think like, what did you gain? And this is what makes people scared to not post or scared to not be them their true selves, because you're just thinking to yourself, who is thinking, oh my God, her wig's not laid or her makeup's not this or that or this or that or that or that. And it's like, I made like a chaotic skincare routine on TikTok once and people were like, oh, you didn't do this right, you didn't do that right. And I was like, okay, I know this is chaotic, it's supposed to be funny, but then, but the thing is, it wasn't even like me doing that on purpose. This was actually my routine until I reevaluated upon editing. Like, well, yo, this is crazy. That's when I started to think, this is why I don't post my face really, or me doing things, because you have people be like, oh, why do you do it that way? Because that's not a normal way. Or like, why do you do your makeup like that? Or, oh, that's why your makeup doesn't bang.
Do you know what the worst?
I don't know if that's just my insecurities.
Do you know what the worst videos for that is? Recipe videos.
Yeah, cooking. I would never in my lifetime. Oh, why do you cook onions that way? And I even know how to cook onions in a funny way.
Gosh, like, I would never. The comments are always, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. Next time, do this. Mm. And I'm like, this is my recipe video. If you want to make it like that, do it. Mm. Yeah, like every time I see a recipe video, the comments are just everything they've done wrong.
But you know, I just think it's one of those things where it's either I'm going to have to turn off the comments or just get used to it. This is what it is. People are going to say, oh, next time, let your concealer sit for a little bit. Or, oh, next time, use a setting spray. Or next time, do this. Or next time, bring your wig forward. Next time, do you know what I mean? Like, it's a scary place.
Mm.
And you just, I don't know. But I don't know if that's just my insecurity coming out. Because, like, sometimes I want to do things, but I'm just thinking, who's going to send my video to their friend? And be like, or even acquaintance, send a video to their friend and be like, oh my God, look at her wig. Or, oh my God, look at her makeup. Or, oh my God, look at her shoes. Or, oh my God, look at her car. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that happened to me one time on Instagram. When my Instagram's back on private now, I might make it public again. But it was when I was on holiday in Portugal. And there was a picture I posted and on my story. And it's like, I saw that the views for that had jumped. So like, say my usual stories was like, I don't know, 200 or something, but for that one it was like 250 or something. So I was like, Someone somewhere has shared this somewhere, mm-hmm. and it just makes you so self-conscious yeah. because you're like,
but that might not be it, Dojas. Those pictures were amazing. I think that's the reason. Yeah, I think that's the reason. And I think a lot of people shared it, so I think that's why.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 1,000%. I feel very confident that it's the fact that your pictures were very, very nice and a lot of people shared it. And a lot of people, let's say I shared it, let's say all your other friends shared it. Let's say
no, like, but can they share it from your story?
Yeah, I shared it all in my story.
No, what I mean is, say if you post, like, you're not posting in feed, I've just posted something on my story.
Okay, so
like they've basically sent my story to someone.
Okay.
Do you get what I mean?
Okay, let me explain my theory. My theory is your pictures are so nice, but I shared it to my story. And let's say other people shared it to their story as well. Loads of people shared it to, like, let's say at least 10 people shared it to their story, right? I feel all the people went to your Instagram and pre-pre'd your accounts.
Okay. No, but that's what I thought. But it's like, say I posted a story at 105, then a story at 107, then 109. The picture at 109 is the one that had the...
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. That's bit, okay.
Yeah. So that one, I was like, yeah, people have definitely shared my story. And it's like, why are they sharing it? That's when you start to get paranoid. But yeah, I guess it does come with the territory. And that's why I don't even check stuff like that anymore, because I'm like, it's going to start making me feel paranoid. And it's like, I'd rather just live my life.
I had a friend once send me my... this happened a few times, actually. Send me my...
No!
But luckily, when it's happened, we've been with no comment. Yes.
What did you even say to that?
I didn't say anything.
What did they say?
Nothing.
That is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry. I don't know. If you're not saying anything, you were definitely about to slag me off. Because you'd at least have the decency to cover it up with, oh, I don't know, a question, or this looks amazing, or do you know what I mean? But for you to not say anything...
That's why with
Vic, that's fucked.
Yeah. That's why with Instagram, all these, just post and go. Don't.
Yeah, you can't look into it too much.
Because, like,
No, some people are bad mind, Vic.
And even now with the Instagram thing, I'm not even being bad mind. Like, I want to send it something to Jazz. Like, oh, this person looks amazing. That person will come up the first.
Oh, is it?
Let me show you an example.
Because I've always wondered, like, how does that happen to people? Because I've seen so many influencers be like, oh, look, this person sent this back to me, and it's them slagging them off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how is that even possible?
So let's say I wanted to send you this video, yeah? No, this thing by this person. She's going to be on the first thing.
Ah, okay. So it says reply to,
Let's say I said, look at her fucking wig. That's going to go straight to her.
Bloody hell. Mm-mm.
That's why if I am being shady, I will send a screenshot. And then send it on WhatsApp.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, it's not good to be shady.
Gosh, this life.
And the thing is, I see things. I might see someone's wig. I might see... And I would just scroll past. I'd just be like, okay, cool. And scroll on. And,
yeah.
Like, that girl's outfits. Maybe there's some outfits I didn't like. But I'm not going
to
sit there and
You don't need to tell her that. Just continue on the video. Like, why do you need to tell her that I don't like that outfit? That one is atrocious. Why do you need to say that?
And I think we will say it for Love Island when people cuss black women's wigs. But I think when people cuss people, like, oh, that person can't dress, or that person, her wig, or that, this, that. Or I just think to myself, that must mean that you are a fashion stylist. Do you know what I mean? Like, that must mean that you always look good.
But do you know,
sometimes some people don't.
But do you know what it is, yeah? I just think some people have just really, really dark spirits. That's the only way I can explain it. Because even, it's completely unrelated, kind of, but even the football match yesterday, England versus France.
Is that Harry? I don't even know.
Harry Kane missed the second penalty, and then Marcus Rashford, he had the last, literally it was the last play of the match. And I was like, for fuck's sake, why is it again, not on his shoulders, but obviously he feels responsible. If he misses it, he's going to feel shit. So He was very close, but it, like, sort of skimmed over the top of the goal. Come and see his comments now. You're shit. You need to retire. Blah, 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 blah. Stay in Africa or something like that. He weren't even... He's in Qatar, for starters. So what do you mean stay in Africa? But anyway, the comments were mad. Yeah. And I'm like, what is Harry Kane getting right now? Do you think he's getting told to stay in Qatar?
It's a tough job, mate. Sorry.
Yeah, good luck. Never mind. Well done. Yeah, hope you get home safe. Mm. I'm just like, this country is sick. And I'm like, all you people that are commenting, would you even be able to get the ball and dribble it?
No.
Would you be able to not make any of those players?
Mm. That's why sometimes I just can't cuss people, Jazz. Like, sometimes I can, but sometimes I just feel like, you know, like that girl, that fashion girl.
Mm.
I couldn't sit there and cuss her.
Mm. Yeah.
I just couldn't. Yeah. Because maybe I don't feel like I dress. No, I'm not putting myself down. I don't think that when I walk, everyone's going, oh my God, wow. But I don't need, in fact, I don't even need to be the best dressed person in the room.
This is it. I feel like fashion sense, dress sense is so personal that it's like, for every person that doesn't like what you're wearing, there's going to be...
Oh, a million that do.
Exactly.
But I don't know if it's just a thing in the UK, but we just cuss people. We cuss just because all the time. It actually makes me a little bit... I think it's actually making me a little bit paranoid.
Mm.
Like, it's making me paranoid that I could put something up and people probably... Are people laughing at me?
This is the thing. They might be. This is the thing that's a bit like... It's horrible because I'm like, maybe they were laughing at my picture for whatever reason. But you kind of have to like be like, okay, this is what...
I can't wait to get paid stupid, you know? Because I've promised you...
I'll be like Stormzy.
I think the fox would disappear a lot.
Do you think you'll post everything or do you think you just not post?
No,
again?
I think I wouldn't give a fuck. Like, I think maybe the paranoia would reduce a lot. Like, I'd be like, I'm getting paid. I got paid 20 grand. And you're here discussing my looks. I got paid 20 grand. I paid off my mortgage this year.
Mm.
The fox would have reduced.
I think I'll just ghost. I'll just be like Stormzy. Whenever I have something interesting to say, I might say it, then disappear again.
But people ain't talking no more. Stormzy don't talk.
Yeah.
And I get it.
Quite rightly. Because if he did, remember that...
I saw him talk about Jeremy Corbyn. I said, please don't involve yourself.
You know that interview where he was stuttering? How long did people use that for? Mm. I'll say forget it. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. Not with you brokies. Mm.
There's this guy, he went on The Circle. Have you seen, he's Asian, he's a social media commentator. He does reaction videos.
Is it the guy that we love on TikTok? Is that him?
Which one?
The one that always says...
Povo.
Yeah.
He's so funny. I love him so much. He's like, fucking Povo. But he says that rich people call us Povos, poor people. And like, he'll be watching rich people like eat like a 40-pound biscuit or like, I don't know.
Or like, the people that have like 10 different pieces of ice? Yeah. Like 10 different variations of ice.
So funny.
He's like, welcome back to another episode of I'm Rich, You're Poor. Or
You're Povo. He's so funny. Oh, he reached a million followers now.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I was happy for him.
Okay, his videos are so funny. High vibrational.
Yes.
Yeah, see? Yeah, it makes a difference. Honestly,
just been scrolling. Like, and also, I feel so sorry for the single girls.
How do you mean?
When I'm on TikTok, I see a girl. This is why he's not texting you back.
Oh, yeah. It's too much.
You need to stop showing him all your cards. You need to stop sleeping with him on the first date. You need to stop doing this. You need to start doing this. Mm. You need to stop doing that. Mm. You need to start wearing your hair back.
It's long.
You need to stop wearing wigs. You need to stop painting your toenails. There's so many. I just think, how?
It's nonstop.
Then there's nothing for men, you know? There's no...
There's no men telling men this is what you need to do.
Mm-mm. Oh, they don't need to. Those men are the prize now, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Yuck.
The tide has changed. We got to wrap up now. But thank you guys for listening to another episode of Black Girls Living. Catch us at Black Girls Living without the G on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok and Patreon. That's everything. I'm Jazz_BW on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm Vic Sunishi on Instagram and TikTok. And Victoria Sunishi on Twitter. Don't drag me. Right, have a lovely week ahead, guys. Stay blessed. Bye.
Bye.